So we left off last week, beginning a little bit about Hilchos Tefillah. We mentioned that there is a concept of Zmani HaTefillah. So there is a question, both in terms of the beginning of Zman Tefillah and the Sel Zman Tefillah. So when is the earliest time for a person to daven Shacharis? So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah that any mitzvah that's mitzvah sabayom, so technically, Mikra Din, the day begins at Alos HaShachar. But Midrabanan, Chazal said that mitzvah sayom, one should not do until Netzachami. You're not supposed to blow shofar, to say halal, not supposed to shake a lulav until Netzachama. Why is that? So Rashi explains that Chazal were afraid that it's not always so easy to tell whether it's Alos HaShachar. You can make a mistake. The moon's out, the star's out, you get confused what Alos HaShachar is. So you made by mistake, blow the shofar before Alos, which you wouldn't be Yotzi Min HaTorah. So therefore, Midrabanan, they made a takana not to do mitzvahs until Netz. By sunrise, everyone's be able to tell that the sun has already come up. The Mishnah concludes that b'di'eved, Allah shachar yotza b'di'eved yoytze, because b'di'eraisa, the day actually begins with Allah shachar. There is a chiddush of the Adaras. The Adaras was one of the Gedolei Olam from Europe that he moved to Eretz Yisrael later in life. He was the father-in-law of Rav Kook, the original Rav Kook. So Adaras suggested that maybe this din d'rabbanan doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh, because we have clocks. In the olden days, everyone looked at the sky, so you can make a mistake for Zman HaZeh. No one's going to make a mistake. So he held that it wasn't really a davar shel minyan. It was just that the takana was made, if and when you have that concern. So a lot of people disagreed with him on that one. But you always have that in your back pocket in terms of a little bit of a fallback position. But again, we try not to rely on that. We assume this din d'rabbanan applies. You know, so the question is, how does this play out in terms of Hilchos Tefillah? So there was someone who wanted to argue that maybe this takana d'rabbanan doesn't apply to Hilchos Tefillah. Maybe when it comes to Shmonesu Shacharis, you could daven even l'chatchila before Neitz, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring the Korban Tamid before Neitz. So Hilchos Tefillah patterned after the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't so worried about this. Quite a reason, maybe they weren't going to make this mistake. So therefore, just as in the Beis HaMikdash, you could offer the Korban before Neitz, you can daven Shacharis l'chatchila before Neitz as well. So we try not to rely on that either. Many posts can disagree. So we try l'chatchila to wait until after Neitz in order to daven. But those who are davening before Neitz, so they're relying on one of those two svaras. Then the Gemara says, let's say Yamashki Maderach, a person has to go somewhere on a trip, they're in a rush, they're not going to be able to daven later. So then even the Chachili are allowed to do the mitzvahs from before Neitz. So if you're stuck, you have to go to work, so then you would be permitted to daven even the Chachili. That's what all the people daven at the 6:30 minyanim in the dead of winter. So Neitz is not till 7:20, so they're relying on these three things. Number one, it's usually Yamashki Maderach. Number two, they're relying a little bit on the Adaras. Number three, they're relying a little bit on the fact that maybe tefillah is different. The ikakul is really mashkudach. Mashkudach tak is really mutter. Remember when I was the Rav in the Paramus for a couple of years before I moved to Bergenfield. So one of the questions that they asked at the interview for the Rabbanus was, they said that there's only one minion in the shul, and that one minion is at 6:20, 6:30, whatever it was. It's the same all year long. Most of the people have to go to work. So they asked me, am I going to be comfortable davening with that minion in the wintertime when it's going to be before this man? So I responded that the din is that if you have to go to work, so you're allowed to daven before Neitz. So part of my job as a Rav is to daven with the shul. So and that's why am I any less than anybody else? So they like that answer. Hardly. Okay, so it still bothered me half the year. I was davening before Neitz. But no, I gave my word at the interview, so I got to follow through. Okay, anyway. Even though one sometimes can daven before Neitz, and most of the time people are davening after Neitz, the Gemara has the end of the fourth parak of Brachas, so that there is an inyan l'chatchila of davening v'asikin. A person should daven mamash on the buzzer, on the Neitz, as the sun is rising, so that's considered to be a more of a hinder. So those who are very holy people, they daven v'asikin, those are not such holy people, so they don't, not so machmed to daven v'asikin. The post could have a whole discussion about, let's say a person wants to daven v'sikin, but he's not going to be able to get a minyan. So which is more important? Is the hiddur of davening v'sikin more important, or the idea of davening a minyan? So many post can have this a little bit of a compromise, that if you have a guy who always davens every day, davens v'sikin, chikvali avar, so for him, you see v'sikin is a very, very special thing. So for such a person, he can miss davening a minyan once in a while. Every guy, some days yes, some days no, if it works. He's very machmir on v'sikin in the wintertime when it's 7:20, not so machmir in the summer when it's 5:20. So guy's not so machmir on v'sikin, he should try to daven a minyan rather than running after daven v'sikin. So yesh v'yesh. When is the sov zman of tefillah? So the first Mishnah in the fourth Berachah Brachas quotes machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim about how to translate the phrase bokeh. So Shachris is connected to the Korban Tamid of the morning. So when is the latest time to bring the Korban Tamid in the morning? So the Chacham say until Chatzais, that's considered to be still Boker. Rav Yehuda said no, that until Tzov Dalet Shol. So the end of the 4 hours, Shol's Manias, those who follow, we spoke about this by Zman Kriya Shmon, from the Gra, whether you calculate from Alos, you calculate from Nates. So we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, even though normally you would follow the Chachamim here, the view of Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in the Mishnah Maseches Edios about the Korban Tamid. And the Gemara says, we have a klal that whatever appears in Edios was always nifsek la'halacha. The Gemara says in the fourth paragraph of Brachos that that the days of Rabbi Gamliel, when Rabbi Gamliel was asked to step down from being the Nasi, so the Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah took over for that one day. And that one day was a big, big day in the Beis Medrash that a lot of Tanoim who hadn't been there in past times came to the Beis Medrash, and they gave certain ideas, they gave certain testimonies about certain halachas, and a lot of the shaylas that were up in the air for many, many years were nimnu v'gam, they voted on, they finally came to a conclusion. So that whole Mishnayis Maseches Edios was taught on that day. So the Gemara says that whatever appears in Edios, that's a dead giveaway that it was nimnu v'gam, that was the Psak Halacha. So in the Mishnah Maseches Edios, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave an Edos that you can bring the Korban Tamid until 4 hours in today, not past that. So the Gemara says, "Hol b'tzadav b'mechirta kavasei." Since it appears in Mechirta was like Loshen Mubchar. Since it appears in Mishnayis and Edios, the Gemara says, "Hilchos like Rabbi Yehuda." That's how we pass in Halacha. It's those man tefilas until the end of Dalet Shos. Nevertheless, many of the Rishonim write that b'med b'murim, that's until Dalet Shos. That's the right way to daven. But if push comes to shove, a guy mamish missed it. Guy overslept, he wakes up at 11:30 in the morning, so you could still, the fallback position is still the view of the Chachamim. That you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to schedule a minyan for that. You have to daven before this man. But if for whatever reason you didn't daven before Dalet Shos, so then b'di'evah, you could still daven shachris until chatzos. So how do we understand that? Well, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, so how does that work? So the Poskim had a big machlek, is how to understand. The Shulchan quotes that did from the Rif and the Rambam. So how do we understand that window of davening 2 hours after Dalet Shos to Chatzos? So there is some more of the opinion that's like a din of Tashlumin. We'll see in a moment from now. There's a concept of Tfilas Tashlumin. The guy missed Mayer, he still daven two Shachrises. So some want to argue this is like a Tashlumin. Normally Tashlumin, you have to wait for the next man Tfilah. Here you have that small window that you can jump the gun into Tashlumin, even though it's not yet the Zman of the next Tfilah. When you daven at 11:30 in the morning, it's not really shacharis; it's really tashlumin of shacharis. And others said no. Others said that it's mama shacharis. It's shacharis shlomis mana. That the chachamim formulated this dual zman of shacharis. Lechatchil the zman shacharis is until self dalet shows. And did the evidence you already passed that zman? So that's still called the shacharis. It's shacharis shlomis mana. It's still considered to be a tefil shacharis. Or be the shacharis shlomis mana. So going to the first group of places, it's not even shacharis. It's just I'm a regular tashlumin. When others as a din of shachris of yitzchlo bezmana, by nafkamina. So the chay nafkamina would be, we'll see in a moment that tashlumin only applies b'shegig or onesh. Tashlumin doesn't apply b'mezit. If a guy decided he's dilly dallying the whole night, not davening ma'ariv, he knows it's not ma'ariv, and he's a busy playing ball, he doesn't want to stop. Then he realizes it's ready in the morning. There's no tashlumin for a mezit. That's the gemara in the fourth paragraph of brachas beferish. Me'ubas liyuchal liskan. The person b'mezit is mevatel tefila. There is no tashlumin. So some poskim argue that if a guy misses man tefillah shachris because he was b'mezin, he knows he's supposed to daven at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, then it comes 11:30 and he still hasn't daven, so it's too late. Then he cannot daven anymore because he missed the zman shachris. You want to invoke the sugya of tashlumin, tashlumin doesn't apply b'mezin. And other achrayim right now that meikra din, he could still daven because meikra din it's still considered to be zman shachris. It's tefillah shlomis mana, but it's still called a tefillah shachris, and that would work even b'mezin. So the Shulchan Aruch is making like that. That if a person not just overslept, the person mamash was dilly dallying and not davening on purpose, so he could still make it up in that window of 2 hours. The Chodesh be another nafkamina. It's a throwback that we spoke about in the previous weeks about what's the din of a person missed ban Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says he could still say the brachas. Lehifsed habrachas. Until when can he say the brachas? That was b'chayis the Ram and another Rishon. The Ram says you could say the brachas the whole day. 3 o'clock in the afternoon you could say Yitzor v'Rechoshech. And most of the Rishonim said no. You can only say the brachas kol zman yadavim shachris. That's what the Rashba says in brachas, that the brachas kriyishma, not really brachas kriyishma, they're really brachas at tefillah. So they're governed by zman tefillah, not by zman kriyishma. So within that view, then there's a further machlokes. Let's say a person overslept and now it's 11:30 in the morning, so he gets up and he's going to daven to Shmoneh Esrei, because the Shmoneh Esrei is Shalai Daven Shmoneh Esrei at that point. Can you still say the brachas kriyishma or not? So if you hold that what the guy is davening is a tefillah shachar, it's a tefillah shachar shlo bizmana, but it's still chal on a chepza, it's a chepza of a tefillah shachar, so then the brachas could schlep along, because the Rashba said that the brachas of Kriyashba, not really on Kriyashba, the brachas of tefillah shachar. But if you hold the shachar is over, it's already after 10 o'clock, it's already after Dalet Shos, now it's a tashlumin. So a guy's davening two minchas, you can't say birchas Kriyashba, so it's too late. So the chora, these two shaylos should be tali zev zev. You hold that the lumbus of davening between 10 and 12 is a shachris tikadin, so then it should apply even b'mezin, and it should apply even to say the brachas of Kriyashma. If you hold that it's a shulma tikadin, then it shouldn't apply b'mezin, and it shouldn't apply to the brachas. The problem is a steer in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says that you can daven after 10 o'clock, even if it was b'mezin, but Shulchan Aruch says you can't say brachas Kriyashma. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mishkan's Yaakov. Other Rechum questioned that Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The two shals of Tali Zeh B'Zeh. So there are others who make them. So Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more night the local. You can say the Birchas Kriyashma, but it's even later in the guy overslept. We can be a little bit more make them feel bad for the guy. He wants to be able to daven up Birchas Kriyashma. So then there are those who make that until 12 o'clock, till Chatzais, whatever Chatzais is. So then he can still say the Birchas Kriyashma. But again, a lot of the shilas all seem to revolve around this Nakuda. How do we understand the small window of the 2 hours extension of Zman Shachris? But let's say Mamish the guy Mamish Mish Chatzais, Mamish wakes up 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So then he has no choice. Then he has to fall back on the sugya of Tashlumin. So that is the sugya in the beginning of the fourth Berachah. It's not a Mishnah. It's an Amoraim. The beginning of the fourth Berachah of Brachas. Rabbi Yechon is mechadish just this concept that there is a tefillas Tashlumin. So the Gemara puts the brakes on the dinim of Tashlumin. So one of the brakes the Gemara says is that it only applies b'shagig, doesn't apply b'mezid. Then the Rishayim put other brakes on tefillas Tashlumin. That Taisus quotes a shot about this, but we assume the halacha that Tashlumin only works from one tefillah to the next. A guy forgot to daven shachris 6 years ago, so he's going to daven tashlumin now. It's a little bit too much. So you can only daven tashlumin only on the next tefillah. The Gemara has a shaila whether it applies from one day to the next. If a guy missed Meir, if he wants to daven two shachris, that I understand. He missed shachris, wants to daven two minchas. It's all zayin. What if he missed mincha? Can he daven two Meir? So the Gemara says it's sad to say that if you're ready the next halachic day, that's too late. Because by kabbonos we have a rule, over your bottle kabbono. It's not shaykh to bring yesterday's korban today. So the Gemara says tzad that maybe tashlumin only makes sense within the same halachic unit of day and night. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. That there is tashlumin even from mincha and ma'ariv. How do we understand that? So the Gemara says, because tefillah, even though it's connected to kabbonos, but it's also a notion of rachamim. You find this in the Gemara in a few places, that the fact that tefillah is mekashas rachamim, that almost like changes, that trumps some of the limitations. We saw this last time about women. That's why the Ramban, most of the Rishonim hold, the women are chayavas to daven Shmoneh Esrei, even though it's a Zman Grama, because Rachamim, you know, that was their gears in the Gemara. That the fact that tefillah has the component of Rachamim, so that kind of supersedes some of the time limits of Hilchas Tefillah. So the same thing here also, that even though it's going from Mincha to Meir, it's a different halachic day, but that's okay because of it's Bakashas Rachamim. But Taisa says, if you want to go from, let's say, I missed Shachris, I want to daven in two Meirivs, that's already too late. Two tefillahs away, that's already too far. I remember when I was a little kid, so I used to try to daven. I was a little boy, used to try to daven. I got a little bit older, I used to try to daven even for that, right? So I remember once something happened that I missed davening. You know, some onus happened, I couldn't daven. I felt I was so upset. So I remember my father, Michelle, upset to me, no problem, there's an idea of tashlumin, you can make it up. So I remember he told me, I was maybe 8, 9 years old, he told me, you can daven the next field, you can daven it 2 times. So I never bothered asking him about what are the limitations on that. So then I just assumed that, like against, I assumed that you could daven multiple. So I remember one day I missed like a whole bunch of tefillahs. I was playing ball. So I remember standing there and davening Shmoneh Esrei after Shmoneh Esrei. And then he told me that, no, it only works for one tefillah, not for 16 tefillahs. So that's where I learned that halacha from. Then Taisus and the Rishonim discuss about whether Tashlumin makes any sense by Musaf. Why should Tashlumin not apply to Musaf? So here the Gemara says in the fourth Perek of Masechet Brachos that Musaf is very, very different than the other tefillos. That the Gemara quotes a machlokes about ultimately why did Chazal institute this notion of the three tefillos, the three different zmanim. So we know that when the tefillos are derais like the Rambam, what's the derabanan like the Ramban. But at the end of the day, the Chacham, the Ashkenaz Gadol, instituted these three different tkufas, three different zmanim, had tefillah, shachar, mincha, and ma'ariv. So why did they pick dafka these three zmanim? What was the significance of davening three times a day? So the Gemara quotes two different interpretations on the Amoraim. So one of them says the Tfilos Avos Tiknum, that the Avos were the ones. This already goes back to the days of Amavinu. Amavinu Tikin Tfil Shachris and Yitzchak Tikin Mincha and Yamtu Tikin Mayrib. So each one of the Tfilos already has their Zman from one of the Avos. So therefore, when the Chacham instituted Ruchos Shemar Esrei, they patterned it after the Avos' Tfilos. And the other day, the Gemara says, well, that the real Takana was Keneged Kabonos Tiknum. That since at the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Korban Tavon in the morning, and then there was a Korban Tavon in the afternoon, and then at night, whatever was left over from the Korban Tavon was burnt throughout the night, because Avodas Adam has to be Bayon. You can learn that from Sukkah, B'yom Tzavosos B'nei Yisrael, and the Pashas Tzav, that all the Avodas Hayom, the Shechita, the Zrik, everything has to be Dafka Bayom. But Korobas Chalom Be'ivar, whatever else is left over to be burnt on the Mizbech, the Akhtara, to be va'esh the whole night. The pasuk says, "Hia oila moita komus bech al kol alai ladaboykia." Pasuk pashas tap. So that they bring the carpet tamid in the morning, in the afternoon they did their avodas adam, and then they start to put stuff on the mizbech. It would burn throughout the night, so they were misachin till it's ma'ariv kineged. That's why the gemara says till it's abris and rishos, because the ma'ariv said that part of the carpet is not ma'ariv anyway. Only the zrukas adam is ma'ariv. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to do the haktara, but b'diavad the carpet is kosher after the zrika. So according to one opinion, they were misachin the three tefillahs corresponding to the korbanos. So the Gemara says that even the Mandiyama, who says that tefillahs avos tiknum, also agrees that there was a notion of korbanos, because there's one tefillah out there that is there are only three avos, not four, there are four yamos, but not only three avos. So where did Musaf come into the picture? If you say that everything that we daven today is keneged the avos, so where did Musaf emanate from? So of course you have to say everybody agrees that it has something to do with korbanos. The question is there also that dimension of avos that's put into the picture? When Chazal instituted Hilchos Tefillah, so did they look at that historical, precedent of the Avos? So they say, no, that was nice. Avram David Shachar, that's very nice. Doesn't do with me. But we're going to institute Tefillah today at Karbanos. Do we say, no, that the Avos also played a role in terms of the Takwana? My Nafkamina, it's hard to understand my Nafkamina, why Keneged Avos Keneged. So some Achorim try to explain what the possible Nafkaminas may be, whether it's Keneged Avos Keneged Karbanos. But the Gemara says everybody agrees that Musaf was Keneged Karbanos, because there was no fourth Av. So Kuliyam lo pligi that Musaf is Keneged the Karbanos. That's why some want to argue that there may be certain differences in halacha that Musaf has from other tefillos. That Musaf is not really rachamim. The goal of Musaf is just to mimic the Karbanos. That's a Tafka Keneged Karban Musaf. That's why some want to argue that maybe women up to us from Musaf. Some Achareinu claim that even though women, according to the Ramban, according to most Rishonim, women are Chayavas in the other tefillos, that's only because the other tefillos were rachamim. But so that trumps the Zman Grom. Musaf is not rachamim b'chlal. Musaf is just Keneged a korban. So women were not part of the korban. Why weren't women part of the korban? Because women didn't participate in Machza Shekel. Women are not chayavos. If they want to volunteer, that's a different story, but they're not chayavos to give Machza Shekel. And the Karbonos were all brought for the Machza Shekel money. So some Achor went right. Therefore, women up to Rosh Hashanah. And others say no. Once Chachamim were misakin that you have to daven Musaf, so misakin is a low plop. Dosh Mekavis Betfila, even though women weren't really shy for the Karbon, they were still misakin. But the group of Achorim hold the women up to Rosh because Tfila Musaf doesn't really have that idea of rachamim connected to it. There was one suggestion that was made. If it's true that women, according to some achronim, are pturos from davening Musaf because it's just connected to korban, so some wanted to argue that maybe somebody under the age of 20 is also pater from davening Musaf, because there's machlekes harishonim, but the Torah says that you don't give matzah shekel until you're 20 years old. Pasuk Parash Kisisa. So some said that was only talking about the Machzah Shekel back in the days of the Midbar. There was a mitzvah Machzah Shekel that was given as a Rosh Hashanah in the days of the Midbar. You have to count up the people, Chol Yotzei Tzava. So that was the first Machzah Shekel. And now there's a mitzvah of Deiris. Every year we give Machzah Shekel. We're not taking censuses every year. We're not counting up for the army every year. We're not building the Adonim for the Mishkan every year. So what are we doing every year collecting Machzah Shekel? That's a different thing. Mechapon of Shoseichem. There's a mitzvah of Deiris that every year you have to collect money to buy the Karbanos for the Tamidim Shel, Tamidim Musafim, and all the other Kabbalah Tzibur have to be purchased with Mamanet Tzibur. So there's a special din l'dayrus, you have to have Machzah Shekel. So there are really two different parts of the mitzvah. That there's the mitzvah Machzah Shekel as done the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there's a different aspect of that mitzvah that's done the L'chol Dor V'Dor. So the question is whether that din of Ben Esrim Shon Bamala, was that just a din in the Harosh Shah of the Midbar? Was that a din l'dayrus? Usually we find by mitzvah boys a chayv in all mitzvahs, turn by mitzvah a chayv in everything. So some Rishonim said the Rambam writes that you have to give Machta Shekel, you have to turn by mitzvah. That tour until 20 was only in that original Machta Shekel, and others say no. Others say that the North Mishnah writes that this exists also that the mitzvah Machta Shekel doesn't start until the age of 20. So according to those who say that bar mitzvah boys till the age of 20 do not give Machta Shekel, if you put that together with those Acharonim who say that women are not obligated in davening musaf because they're pturos from Machta Shekel, interesting chiddush that a bar mitzvah boy is not mechuyav to daven musaf. So there was some who wanted to argue that a bar mitzvah boy shouldn't daven musaf for the yom. Until he's 20 years old, shouldn't be the chazan because he's not really chayav musaf. But we assume that that's a big joke. We assume that that's something in that cheshbon is wrong. Either the women part is wrong or the 13-year-old, but there's something wrong with that cheshbon. Nobody really holds that way in halacha. The source of that sheet was not exactly a reliable sefer. It was a shahs of chufas that were forged. It was 20 years ago. So somebody claimed that they discovered the chufas harash. So they discovered it because they made it up because they forged it. They forged the whole chufas harash. They made some money on it. They convinced a lot of people that it was authentic, and they wrote a whole sefer with a whole shtetl of the chufas harash. So then later on, it was proved the whole thing was a forge. You wouldn't even have people like who could pull off that stunt as man as that. In those days, so you had people who knew how to learn, but they had yetzaras, so they did all kind of funny things. So somebody forged a Jewish Zerush, somebody forged a Jewish Shalmi, and they pulled in the wool over a lot of people. They Rabbi Kivager, they convinced Rabbi Kivager that it was authentic. Then later years, they realized the whole thing was a sham. So when that particular person who wrote that sefer, he came up with he's the one who was known for this chiddush. That until you turn 20 years old, you don't have to have Muslim. So it's not usually accepted if you love Allah. Anyway, back to this story. So the idea that Muslim is a different tefillah, that has roots already in Rishonim. So many of the Rishonim say, you can't have Tashlumin for Muslim because the only concept of Tashlumin only makes sense. It only makes sense to have Tashlumin when you have a tefillah Sharachamim. Musaf is it's Abi Yom Zuma about the Kabbana, literally. The Gemara it's out to say that if you miss Mincha, you can't have a Ma'ariv twice, and the only reason the Gemara salvaged it was because of Rachamim. Musaf, which doesn't have that dimension, that aspect of Rachamim, so Tachar Abi Yom about the Kabbana, you can't have Tashlumin. That's what we assume the Halacha. The Gemara says at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Brachas, when the Sugi of Tashlumin appear, that when you daven Tashlumin, so you always daven the real Tefillah first. You're not allowed to daven tashlumin first. You have to daven first the ikra tefillah, and then afterwards you make it up tashlumin. That's why the Gemara says that let's say if a person missed mincha and Shabbos, so you have to make up tashlumin. You have to daven ma'ariv twice. So the first one is the ma'ariv, and the second one is mincha, is the made up mincha. So once you get daven chol, you're not going to daven Shabbos to get mincha. You get daven chol. You always daven the fee where you're up to now. So if you missed Friday afternoon tefillah, you daven two ma'ariv, but you daven Shabbos tikkun ma'ariv. So if you missed the Shabbos mincha, you make up Motzei Shabbos tikkun ma'ariv, but you mavdo b'rishayin v'ne mavdo b'shniya. You make Avdallah in the first one, because that's the Motzei Shabbos ma'ariv, and you don't make Avdallah in the second one. So the Gemara says, what if you did it the other way around? So then it's a problem. So then you want Yaitzeh, then you have to go repeat a third, make a third Shabbat Esrei. So that's a big problem the Gemara raises, but the Maaseh is saying Atachal Tanah Zamakev anyway. So why is that a problem? So the Rishonim explained that it's a problem because if you went out of your way and did it the wrong way, it's a gloy milsa that you weren't doing with Torah Tashlumin. Tashlumin has to be, first comes the Ikra, and the Tashlumin piggybacks on the heels of the Ikra Tefillah. If you goofed up the Atachar Antanu, so the gloy milsa that you weren't piggybacking, you were doing the wrong thing, so then your whole first Tefillah was null and void. So the second one counts as the Ikra, and then you chayv a third Tefillah. But basically the rule is that whenever you make up tefillah, so you always make it up according to where you're up to right now. So you always, if you miss the Erev HaShchodesh, then you're davening two ma'ariv, you say Yal B'Yavo in both of them. You miss Friday afternoon, you make up on Friday night. Again, you're davening Shabbos to get tefillahs, Kahena V'Kahena. So there is a big question that the Tosfos raises about a funny shayla. The person forgot to say Yal V'Yavo, so we'll talk about this hopefully next time about if you miss Yal V'Yavo when you do, we don't go back. But Tosfos raises the shaila that let's say a person forgot to say Yal V'Yavo at Mincha. It's only one day of Chodesh, or it's 2 days, it's the second day, let's say. He forgot to say Yal V'Yavo at Mincha, so you have to daven over again. So the guy forgot to daven over again. He doesn't realize till Matzoi Rish Chodesh that he forgot to say Yal V'Yavo. So now the guy's in a pickle. So L'chay wasn't Yotzi Tefillah, he has to daven over again. But he's going to daven over again, but he's not going to say Yal V'Yavo, because you always daven Tashlumin, lefi, where you are up to right now. So you have a very strange thing. A guy daven Mincha, and he missed Yal V'Yavo. So he said, no, we yell at him, no, Gavalt, you missed Yal V'Yavo, you got to go back and daven again. So we tell him, daven again, and don't say Yal V'Yavo. So So Tosfos says, "My honey, learned the second tefillah. How is the second tefillah any better than the?" It's a joke. How is the second tefillah any better than the first tefillah? So Tosfos is not sure what to do with that kasha. So Tosfos, the hemenol, so the chor, it's a very long shaila. We'll talk about a little bit after yontif about the whole idea of mentioning the Alev Yavo, mentioning different askaras and tefillah. Is that an integral part of the tefillah? If you didn't say it, so it's either you didn't daven altogether, or you did daven. So it gets a little bit tricky. So we'll have to talk a little bit more about that. So try not to do that. Try not to make that mistake. If you make that mistake, that just leaves you hanging. You're not sure what to do. Tell us the davim. So, okay, it's hopefully Mitzvah Shem after. How many more weeks do we have after Yontif?
One.
One, that's it?
One.
1 week. Okay, so hopefully after Yontif, we'll try to talk about a little bit about the askaras and tefillah, some of the dinner of Yalvi Yavon, I'll nisa that kind of quickly, and then we'll talk a little bit about tefillah Tadav, and then we'll wrap it up, hopefully. Okay? So when we have the first, when Yeshiva comes back?
We come back on Thursday.
Thursday. The
following Wednesday.
The following Wednesday, that's it. Okay, so hopefully we'll try to finish up doing that. Okay? Be well, everyone. Kosher Smith, everyone.